deal with, but at the receiving end of all these problems of floods, droughts and all that, but Africa is quite ready in the sense that because as a latecomer, we benefit a lot from alternatives of development. We need not follow the old paths that destroyed the environment and all this. And in that sense, we will be quite ready to chart a path that is embracing green technology, green development. But as you know so well, by and large, this path has not been tested. It is extremely expensive, and for us in Africa to chart this path, we would like to be able to be supported by our partners, but we are quite ready to take that, not only for us in the continent, but also it's a contribution to humankind, and I think this is, as you know so well, it's part of the global public goods that would require funding from partners and others.
And how much money would you like to get from the Green Climate Fund after Lima, once there's hopefully a bucket of money?
Well, I'm sure you are aware of this 100 billion that were pledged, but very little has been done in that respect. I suppose that would be the minimum required to address all these challenges. If you look at it, Africa is 54 or 55 countries. If you look at this 100 billions, that reduced it to almost like 2 billion per country. So I think it's a lot of more resources is really required and needed.
And who's responsible for drawing up the plans for specific projects that could get off the ground in Africa when it's ready to receive the money?
I didn't get that.
Who's going to draw up the plans in Africa for specific projects that money will be channeled into?
No, as you know so well, we have ClimDev Africa, which is a fund that is based in the African Development Bank, but it is designed and crafted together with the premier Pan-African institutions, the African Union Commission, the Economic Commission for Africa, and the African Development Bank. But it is hosted there, and it will be managed very prudentially, and it has the requisite guidelines and all the best practices in managing this fund. And that is why precisely it has been entrusted to the bank, with its experience, its structures in place and all that.
Thank you very much.
Finally, one last question. Yeah. Is Ebola a threat to Africa's capacity to feed Africa?
Ebola, unfortunately, is a very serious challenge to the continent.
Yes.
But I wanted to believe that it is a challenge that within the continent reach to address it,
okay,
putting its heads together. Ebola this time, actually, it's the 14th outbreak of Ebola. First time it started in 1976. But it is first time that this challenge or this disease has serviced in urban areas, which is extremely challenging, crowded population, it is not isolated and all that. But I think given the right approach, Africa putting its heads together, this is an extreme case for solidarity, for working together. Africa will be able to address it. Having said that, yes, I cannot but overlook the challenges of this and its impact, whether in the socio-economic impact. You know, Ebola itself is not killing many people. I don't want to underestimate it.
Yes.
And people die more by malaria and tuberculosis and all that. But the perception that it creates,
yes,
it's very serious.
Yes.
In business and in all this, and as a virus, it's actually transmitted far much less than SARS. But again, it create that impression, and it create that climate of that could drive shockwaves in companies, in investment, and we already see the impact of that in many places. Some investment companies are freezing their work, some are withdrawing and all this. This is the serious part of it, the perception that it creates and also the reaction that it creates from different investment companies and possible FDI and all that.
Okay. So yes, it can affect our capacity to feed
definitely
ourselves.
If it's not addressed, and if it's not addressed in a short span of time. this is something that if we all, together with our partners, we could address it in like 6 to 9 months and get rid of it, which is possible, then we will be able to move forward. But if it's allowed, it has the potential to create a lot of havoc.
Is UNECA in support of GMOs for Africa?
Oh, yes.
Is UNECA in support of GMOs for Africa?
GMOs. Okay, I thought you were talking about Ebola. You moved to another another thing. Yeah, well, I think it's a debatable issue, the GMOs. It is. It has its problems, of course, in terms of addressing the biodiversity and all this and the loss of that. But it is also has the potential to create a lot of enhancement in productivity and all that. So there are trade-offs there. I think it is, the answer is not yes or no.
Okay.
Yeah, it really depends.
Okay. But there is no official position yet from UNECA?
No, well, you are a UN, so if you want an official position, you can go to the UN position on that.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.